You know, everything we do, we want to do it heartily unto God, because sometimes in life there's things we don't want to do. And sometimes we might be pressured, or it might seem like pressure, but like everything we do, we just do it unto God with the pure heart, knowing that, you know, God, I might not want to do this right now, but I'm going to do it heartily unto you. Because, you know, everything we do in this life, we want to do it as if it was unto God. And that's because, like, you know, when it's for Him, our Heavenly Father, you know, we want to, you know, do it to the best of our ability. And, you know, it's just like when we get up and share, you know, it's like, God, you've got to give us the words to speak, because we don't know what we're going to share. You know, we want to meet the needs of your people, and we want people to grow and to have that relationship with you. And so, like, we just do everything unto God, and be blessed knowing that, you know, He is for us. He isn't against us. Like, He has chosen us for a time as such as this, that we would sorely depend upon our Heavenly Father, that we would go to Him in everything that we do, that, you know, we expect answers from Him, and that, you know, God, you go to work in this situation, and you give me the words to speak. And, you know, God always does provide. He provides the words to speak, He provides food for our belly, He provides everything in our life. And so when we continue to look only to Him, He will give us the understanding that we need for any situation, for any moment, because we are victors in this life. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You know, He causes us to triumph in everything, because, you know, it says in Galatians 5:1, you know, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty of Christ, where He has made us free, right? We stand fast in that liberty. And we don't move, we don't budge from it, because, you know, we don't want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, you know, and that's in anything. You know, we don't want to go back to that place of being in bondage, but we want to stand fast where Christ has made us free, that we go boldly to the throne room of grace, and that we call those things in our life, and we say what we want, not what we see. Because we are sons and daughters of the living God. We are His manifestation in the flesh now. You know, Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God in the flesh, and now we are the manifestation of God in Christ in us. And we do it with boldness in our heart, and we understand that nothing is impossible to our God. We stay focused with Him. We keep our eyes on the prize. We press towards that mark, right? Like, we have a job to do. Each and every one of us on this Zoom right now, we each individual have a job to do. And the first foremost job is to have a relationship with God, which He paid a high price through Jesus Christ, so that we could have that clear access. And we get to have boldness within that access, you know? Really great. Because when you look at it from the flesh and the circular, you know, when you go towards your boss and you get to step in with the bosses and the co-bosses and all that, you know, you're going to be nervous. Oh, I've got to have a meeting with them today. But we get to step boldly into that throne room of grace before God and Jesus Christ with boldness. And we can make our requests be made known in faith, knowing that He hears us and that He's going to go exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think. And, you know, I really see this. I really see the clearness of going to God. Like, making your request be made known. You know, ask Him big. Like, really ask big. And God will provide. And that's His promise. That's not what I've made up. God has promised it, and He will perform it. And so, like, it's just really great to see the faithfulness of God towards us. And it says in Timothy, even when we're unfaithful, He still abides faithful to us, because we're His children. And, you know, we're not bound to law anymore. We're free. We're free in Jesus Christ's name, because He's finished it. He broke the enemy. And so therefore we can reign as kings and queens in this life by Jesus Christ. So it's just, this is why the practicing of what's being encouraged by dad, Sangha, my mum, you know, it's just so important because we need to practice this way. We need to practice to say, let there be light, and behold, there was light. You know, when God divided the water and the earth and everything like that, he did it with his word. And so when we continue to practice and say, but not just say, but believe, like when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, this is how we speak in our everyday situation. You know, if things are going wrong, we speak to it, you be good. We say the positives, and it's not that we're just confessing it, but we're believing it with our heart. And when we believe, God is able to perform. God is able to move in your life, because our requirement is faith and believing. That's what pleases God. That's what gets him to move on our behalf in the manifestation, as in heaven to earth. Heaven to earth, that's the manifestation, is we bring heaven to earth. And it's by what we say, by what we speak, by what we believe in our heart. Do we really believe? Then we, you know, is it there? Like, it comes through that Holy Spirit, and by being in relationship with God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's where we get our strength. That's where we get our answers. That's where we get our power and our authority, is from above. Because we are from above. We're not from the earth. We might be in the earth, but we're not of it. We're now from above, like Jesus Christ was from above. And so this is powerful, and this is where we stay, this is where we move. And yeah, you know, we're human, things do happen, but we don't. The important thing is this is where we not focus. We just focus on how God sees us and the right things, the right way. And that's what we're really learning at the moment. You know, me, Amber, you know, we're just really learning this way. That, you know, we don't focus on these things, but we know to believe and to say good. And we really do believe it with all our hearts, because that's what God said. God, above all things, wishes that we be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers, right? This is what God says. So this is what we believe, even though something might be happening over there or over here. We don't focus. We keep our eyes fully upon God, and we rely on him for all things. And that, you know, we have a body, this great body, who help one another, who love one another. Like, we need each other. We need to sharpen up each other. And, you know, we all have a job to do. And when we're all doing our job, that body is fitly, jointly together. Work in order. But if hands feeling funny, the whole body's going to feel it. You know, if your foot's hurting, your whole body's going to feel it.
Yeah.
So we need to be moving in harmony, which we are. And we are blessed. God loves us. He is for us. His favor is upon us. And we change the atmosphere wherever we go, because, you know, we're carriers of that wonderful heavenly presence. And that we can impart that salvation to others. And so that's what I believe my ministry is that we impart salvation to others, that we bring wholeness to families, to those that are sat in darkness. And that, you know, I'm ready to preach the gospel of Christ, the good news concerning Jesus Christ. So that's what's on my heart. I love each and every one of you. I hope this has encouraged you to continue to seek God with all your hearts and not stop. Don't let anything stop. If you're finding it hard to get into your prayer cupboard, like, or getting into that relationship, think about it. It speaks a lot, because I know I found it hard to get into there. And, you know, when I find it hard, it shows me that I need to press in that little bit more, because something doesn't want me to have that relationship. So yeah, God, keep going to God, keep trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and enjoy. Be blessed. Even if there's problems, don't worry. God has taken care of it. I'm speaking it now, prophesying it. Amen. He's taken care of it, because he ain't gonna see one of his children hurt. So love you guys. God bless you.